I think a lot of the stories that we haven't told, that we haven't uncovered, are the stories of everyday people making significant change. We talk about civil rights movement. We talk about the 1950s and 60s. We talk about Rosa Parks. R.D. Evans is just as strong a figure as Rosa Parks. Not to take away from Rosa Parks. But my point is that just like what we celebrate today for the 1950s and 60s, we have that in every single community. There are these individuals who take those risks, then get lost in time and not remembered. R.D. Evans, and that's what he went by, R.D. Evans, he came from somewhat humble beginnings. I mean, he did have privileges that other African Americans did not have. He was born and raised in Burleson County, in a town that's no longer there named Pittsbridge. His father was white, his mother was black, and it was an unusual situation, a very unusual situation, because the father actually had a wife, a white wife, white adult children, when he passed away. And he had five black children who were children with this black woman named Belle. He leaves all of his property to Belle, not to his wife and adult children. Mm-hmm. So in his will, he states, she should have all the property so she can educate our children. And R.D. Evans got an education. And he went to college, he went to Prairie View, and then he ended up going to Howard Law. He was a teacher, and then he became a lawyer. And that is because he had that opportunity as a young child. So he came from very little, but he did have a leg up that other people didn't have. Whereas Sublett, there's no indication of that at all.
Yeah.
And Sublett came from very humble background. All of his brothers and sisters did very well because they got each other through school. So one would go to school at a time. He went first, then his other brother, Major Sublett, went to school. And they all went to Fisk. One ended up becoming an attorney and went to a Harvard Law School. They spread across the country and they did fairly well, but only because they worked together from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. They did not have that inheritance that Richard Evans had. So what I see in this is that everyday people, when they get together, when they vote, when they push the right buttons together collectively, they can really make change. But it takes a lot of courage, especially at that time, to actually do that. And it took a while. Neither one of them saw Smith v. Allwright in 1944.